Hello and welcome to The Bird, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Scotland, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge, but is in Glasgow at the moment. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Ah Yes, I Remember It Well.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus decided to leave for Galilee, he met Philip and said, Follow me. Philip came from the same town, Bethsaida, as Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, one about whom the prophets wrote. He is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. From Nazareth, said Nathanael, can anything good come from that place? Come and see, replied Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said of him, There is an Israelite who deserves a name incapable of deceit. How do you know me? Said Nathanael. Before Philip came to call you, said Jesus, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael answered, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus replied, You believe that just because I said I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. Then he added, I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open above the Son of Man, the angels of God ascending and descending. The Gospel of John is the strangest of the four Gospels. In many ways, it seems more like a meditation. There is a long priestly prayer of Christ, which it's hard to imagine having been recorded. It's not like they had camcorders in those days. Although the very early Eucharistic liturgies, the priests apparently prayed at great length. Justin Martyr says that, so perhaps there's an echo in that practice. The idea the priest would just pray in the spirit. Very rapidly that was replaced by written Eucharistic prayers. But, you know, it sounds like a very spiritual indwelling in Christ, the writer of John saying what he thought Christ was to the Father. In that sense, we might not think of the Gospel of John as very historical. Then again, there are many details in the Gospel of John that seem to be correcting what is a much more stylized view of Christ's life in the other Gospels. John, for instance, makes it clear that Christ went to Jerusalem more than once, with Mark, and to the extent Luke, as if his arrival in Jerusalem was the first time he'd come there, at least as the Messiah. Obviously Luke has Christ come to Jerusalem as a child. But John says, no, he came up, he celebrated the Passover at least three times. It's a rather more plausible view. There's a famous story of the crippled man in the place where the water was, who's cured, a place with five porticos. It's famous because for many years it was an example of John's inaccuracy till they found indeed a place with water and five porticos. So John is both ahistorical and historical. And it's something you can please yourself what sounds more like real memory. Certainly a lot of John does appear to be a gospel which corrects details and explains something of the more complex way in which things happen, particularly the call of Peter and Andrew and James. Mark just summons them from the fishing boat, whereas here we find that they were interested in John the Baptist, disciples, looking for some revelation, some way forward. And it's through that, through John the Baptist, that they meet Christ. And today's gospel about Nathanael, to my mind, sounds like real memories. That's why the homily, I call it, Ah Yes, I Remember It Well. That's the song from Gigi, where the woman and the man have quite different memories. I think this is a real memory, and it's a memory which is very personal. And it answers a question which is always worth asking. What was he like, Jesus? What was he like as a person? There's a certain humour in this. It's a very, you know, always see Christ smiling when he says, you believe all this, which is true, because I said I saw you under the fig tree. The peculiar prophecy. Why is seeing Nathanael under a fig tree such a big deal? What was happening under the fig tree, should we ask? And why did Nathanael realize that this was some miraculous power? It's not explained. That, to me, just because basically it's something that happened. What was Jesus like? What was it like to be called by Jesus? Very like this, you know, people gathered and said, well, come and listen to this guy. We have found the Messiah. And there's something both powerful about Christ, something which seems beyond the human, and yet at the same time, very ordinary. This is a human being speaking. I think what we have here is a real memory of what Jesus was like as a person. And that's really good to have, good to know. We have to understand, if we're going to understand the incarnation, that he was a single human being. Was then and is now. Christ, the ruler of the universe, the king of creation, through whom all things were made, is a single human being and God. That's the great paradox, the great wonder, but it's a great truth. And it's worth reading this passage just to think, well, this is what it's like, this is what he was like. And understand too that he really had much more to say. There were other signs, as we have these signs in the Gospel of John. And also, I think, even though what Nathanael says is absolutely true, you are indeed, as he says, the Son of God, Rabbi, you are the King of Israel. Absolutely true, but not the way Nathanael thinks. You will see greater things than that, he says, and indeed, Christ says later in John, his disciples will do greater things because the greatness of Christ pervades the life of the disciples and the life of the church. There are great things yet to happen. I tell you most solemnly, amen, amen, I say to you more literally, you will see heaven laid open above the Son of Man, the angels of God ascending and descending. That's an allusion to Jacob. Jacob who becomes Israel, just as the apostles become the new Israel. But it's also saying that everything we see about Christ, every revelation, every of his power, which are still happening, there's still new ways in which Christ's power acts, new signs of redemption, new conversions, new mercies, new ways people are forgiven, new ways in which out of the sin of the church a new virtue is drawn and a new strength. All that will happen again and again. And the Christ, who is a real person, a real human being, really the Son of Mary, he's with us always. You will see greater things than that, it's said to Nathanael, but it's said to every Christian. But just for a moment, just reflect, what was he like? Something like what Nathanael encountered and experienced. And remember, that doesn't contradict Christ as God incarnate, Christ as the King of the universe. Far from contradicting it. It makes it real.